It's Kaya 959.co.zn. We're going to be chatting to our communications officer, Kensani Mahlangu, for World Blood Donor Day, which happened on the 14th of June. I suppose the entire month is also National Blood Donor Month. So it's really, really nice that it coincides with the youth, because we are trying to get the youth to be participant in this blood donor drive. How are you, Kensani Mahlangu?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Tell us about World Blood Donor Day. How did that go? And what was the main aim to have that day?
So the day was very phenomenal for us. And really, it is a celebration honoring our dedicated donors, you know, who heed the humanitarian call to donate blood. Mm. And these same people are those that inspire others to do the same, you know, in order to save lives. So the day went really well for us. We were able to reach so many people and encourage the conversations around blood donation. And also our collections were very, very good on that day. So we are really thankful to all our partners who came through and supported us. But I think it's also very important to highlight that really we are celebrating the whole month around, because South Africa observes the whole month as donor month. So really, we're encouraging everyone to continue to donate blood. Let's make this month really worthwhile.
So year in, year out, Kensani, there's almost a focus that you guys punt, especially when we get to this month. What's this year's focus?
This year's focus is to give blood and keep the world beating. So what we've noticed is that the world over has shown such a great spirit of camaraderie and togetherness. So I think we're also now reaching out to that aspect of human beings to say, we know how you can band together in times of strife and challenge. Mm. And in order to keep our blood stocks up, let's do the same thing. Really, let's avoid any blood shortages, and let's make sure that everyone who needs blood gets safe blood.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's Youth Month alongside National Blood Donor Month, right? So what I want to know is, because it's seemingly that the young people do not donate in large numbers than other people, right? So what is the drive? How do these people, the young, get to now start interacting with an organization like yours, you know, to make sure that, you know, we drive them to start forming this as a habit to actually donate blood on the more regular?
Yes, so we do find that our donor panel does age every year, which actually does put a lot of strain on us when we do lose out on the older people mm. who drop off from our donor panel. So really, every June, we focus on recruiting youth donors. And I think we have been doing quite well. So in comparison to 2019, where our 19 to 30 age group was only at about accounted for 39% of our donations, we managed to significantly improve that to about 60%. However, we do notice that collections from the age group are slightly lower than everyone else who is 36 and over. So really, I think we want to encourage those who have received blood particularly to speak to their friends and make them aware of why it's important to donate blood and how it impacts regular people. And we know that young people really are very altruistic. They have shown in South Africa that they do pick up the baton and run with it whenever they are called to, you know, band together for a mission. So we are appealing to that spirit from the youth to come forward and continue to do a great work.
Yeah. So do you know if there is a particular reason why the youth does not donate? Is there an issue that they have raised with you guys, the few that have donated, to say why are their counterparts not so keen about donating blood?
So there are various reasons why the youth don't donate. I think complacency is one of them. You think, oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go and donate blood. And then life just happens and you forget. They also complain about being scared of the needle and also a lack of understanding of all that it encompasses to donate blood. So we really do encourage those who are current donors to speak to others, but as well as new and potential donors to come through to our donor centres. Ask all the questions you'd like to have answers for, you know. We encourage the conversation. I think the best donor is someone who is really well informed and understands what all it takes. But yes, I think it's a multitude of different reasons. Also, misconceptions.
Yeah.
Also in there, you know, you think if you have a tattoo, you can't donate blood. Or, excuse me, or if you have piercings, you can't donate blood. But really, that is not true. We do defer you just for a window period to ensure that you heal properly from all those procedures that you do go through. But really, we welcome everyone who can donate blood.
Yeah, and I would encourage you as well to go to sanbs.org.za so that you can, you know, learn a bit more about what the donation of blood does. But I know that there are various ways for you to get in touch with SANBS, and I would like you to tell us, Kentani, how can people now start donating blood? What is the process or procedure? What do they need to do to make sure that they are a donor?
So as you've already alluded to our website, I think that's a great place to start, sanbs.org.za. There is a self-screening that you can do on our website just to see if you are eligible to donate. Mm-hmm. Just visit our website, scroll to the bottom, you just click on Can I Donate, follow that, answer the questions. If you get a thumbs up, you come through to our donor center and you present for donation. You can also follow us on our social media platforms. We are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. You can ask us questions there also. We'll answer your questions, you know, get you prepared. But you can also call our toll-free number, 0800-119-031. You can also phone in there. We have people who are really capable of answering all your questions.
Yeah.
They can also direct you to the nearest donor center. There is a fixed donor center in your area, or they can inform you about when a mobile blood drive will be taking place in your area as well. So you have all these resources. Please do reach out to us, reach us, ask us questions. We're here for you.
Okay, super. Thank you so much. That is Kentani Mahlangu, Communications Officer, as we talk World Blood Donor Day, and also just the National Blood Donor Month, which is a drive championed by, of course, SANBS, to make sure that we all play our part and make sure that we keep so many other people's life intact and, of course, their hearts beating.